Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
My dad, because I used to be in the Army.
You were in the Army?
Yeah.
For how long?
I was in the Army for 2 years.
Okay, and your name is Jeff?
Yeah, but that's all I'm saying. I mean, the troops that are going to Afghanistan are not going to do too good because I have some sources that tell me that their equipment is old. They've got old rations that have expired. They've got the expiration date on the rations is way past the day that's okay to eat it. They're using old rifles from Vietnam.
I mean, I've seen pictures of our soldiers in Afghanistan, and they look like the best.
No, that is something, Mr. Hendry, that you have to become familiar with. As you become familiar with the war experience, and that's something called file footage. The Department of the Defense puts out file footage that shows like a handful of models that they've hired, generally from a modeling agency either in Miami or New York, who model the latest fashions. But those are not the military fashions that the soldier that right now is using in Afghanistan.
Wait a minute, man. I saw pictures of troops in Afghanistan.
No, I'm trying to tell you, those are not really in Afghanistan. Those are just file footage that they show to the American people to say, yeah, check this out. Look at how good the uniforms are.
You're claiming to me on this show that our soldiers right now in Vietnam are using old rifles, old bullets.
Yes, sir. The bullets that they have are the wrong caliber. Some of them don't fit into the guns that they have, so they're looking around. Generally, I'll tell you what happens is they find these old guns, and then they have a box of bullets. And before they land in the airplane, they'll go, okay, here's a box of bullets. See if there's bullets that fit.
Oh, bull crap, man.
I swear it, man. We have got, on account of Clinton, the least equipped army in the world. They shot the file footage of Afghanistan, a lot of that file footage, because I was listening to your program yesterday, because I do enjoy listening to you very much.
And thank you.
But you're welcome. But, I mean, they shot a lot of that file footage, because you was mentioning how Afghanistan looks a lot like Palm Springs. They did shoot a lot of that in the Joshua Tree and 29 Palms area. And
oh, bullcrap, man. That stuff is in Afghanistan.
No, okay, wait a second.
Bullcrap, man. Those pictures are from...
Hey, wait a second. First of all, I've been in the Army, man, okay? You haven't, okay? That's number one. Number two, where do you think the Marines trained for the Desert Storm?
They trained in 29 Palms.
Yeah, okay, man.
But that doesn't mean that's where the pictures are from.
Mr. Hendry, I spent 2 years in the United States Army, and I'm going to tell you right now, the uniforms we had, the knees were worn out on them, the boots had holes in them, the helmets had bullet holes through them, the helmets that they had us wear, I mean, the food was bad, and during the Gulf War, because I had two buddies who were in the Gulf War, they said the British and the French saved our asses. And at
the who?
The British and the French Foreign Legion, those guys have up-to-date stuff, thank God, because the British and the French, we would have gotten waxed.
No, man.
We would have gotten waxed, and that's what I'm trying to say, because I was in the Army. The uniforms that we had aren't even good camouflage colors that they ran out after the Gulf, so they're wearing, like, Wrangler or Nike-colored jerseys and stuff. See, that's all I'm trying to say, man.
What do you mean they're wearing Wrangler or Nike?
A lot of the uniforms are worn out to the point where they got to wear just regular Wrangler jeans and stuff. Some of them, not all of them.
So we've got troops over in Afghanistan right now wearing Wrangler jeans.
Some of them have to wear jeans, yeah.
Because they ran out of regular pants.
Yes, sir.
And they're not wearing Army boots, they're wearing Nikes?
So I saw one guy running around after the invasion of Panama, in Panama. This is after the airborne came in. The guy's running around in a Van Halen T-shirt. That's a United States of America of the Army soldier. I mean,
well, I can't believe that the finest military on earth, right now in Afghanistan, has soldiers with holes in their shoes and bullet holes in their helmets.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And now our troops are in a sandbox. How long do you think the British and French are going to keep bailing our asses out? Well, look what happened to us in Vietnam.
Where are you hearing all of this crap, okay?
First of of all, I was in the Army.
No, but where are you hearing all this crap about Afghanistan?
It's not crap.
Where are you hearing it?
I got a friend of mine who just come back from Paris, and that's where he heard it from some people. It's talk. They're talking about it all over Paris right now, that the helmets have got bullet holes in them, and the walkie-talkies they've got were Radio Shack. They've got some Mr. Microphone issue. It is bad, man. It is very, very bad. And the helicopters that we're using...
Okay, what about that? I have seen, and you're saying it's file footage, but I have seen...
That's exactly what it is.
No, I've seen pictures of Hueys and Blackhawks, big-ass attack helicopters.
No, the helicopters that we've got over there are about as good as those ones that those traffic chicks are flying around in. That's how good...
Bullcrap.
No, I swear to God, that's how good it is. And we are going to get waxed. Thank God Canada sent a couple thousand troops because they are up to date in Canada. They are badass. They are
Canada.
Hey, check it out, man. Their beer is 7%.
Look it, man.
Their beer is 7%. Check it out. Their beer is 7% in Canada, man.
And we got to get bailed out by the Canadians.
Their beer's 7%, man. They don't have no 7% beer on account of for no reason. We're down here drinking pussy 3.54. They got beer going 5, 6, 7, 8%, man, according to a friend of mine that just come back. He was up with his girlfriend in Winnipeg because they went up and they did some skiing.
All right. Well, your name is Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Boy, that's depressing. This guy claims he was in the Army, and we've got soldiers, our equipment. The guys have got guns that are old Vietnam issue, and they don't even have the right bullets to fit in the rifles. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. He also said, hey, buddy. Hey, kid.
Yeah?
You said that the British and the French bailed us out.
In the Gulf War, yeah. Everybody knows that, that knows anything. If it had, hey, think about it, man. The French had over in the Gulf area something that's the baddest ass group of fighting men that have been ever seen, and that's a little something called the French Foreign Legion, man. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
The French Foreign Legion, I don't know anything about, man. That's some kind of a cartoon.
No, French Foreign Legion, the baddest ass dudes that I have never seen. I'll tell you right now, man, we need to get the hell out before Bin Laden gets really pissed, because I'm afraid there's going to be nothing but... I don't even want to say it, man.
Bunch of broken down...
Broken down stuff, man. The Canadians, man, are drinking 7%...
Yeah, I know, beer. What different? That doesn't mean they got great stuff.
It means that they're hardcore. It means that they're hardcore. How can you drink 7% beer as a matter of course at a ball game and not be hardcore? That's the only point I'm trying to make. We're down with pussy-ass 4.5.
Okay, man, forget about the beer and the percentage. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Carl, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, hi, evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say to Jeff that, Jeff, I think that you are totally ridiculous. I was in the Gulf War. We had excellent equipment. We didn't have holes in anything.
You did, but a lot of you probably
everything
were in elite. You were
and
an elite.
I've never heard anybody else say that we had bad equipment
in any war. Did you have sleeping bags?
Yes.
Because I had two buddies come back from the Gulf said that they slept under like they had sheets.
What?
Yeah, they were sleeping just underneath like a sheet, like a rain tarp. Hello?
That's called a pup tent, Jeff.
No, man, a pup tent.
That's called a pup
tent. Hey, dude.
Do you know what a pup tent is?
Yeah, man, I spring it when I see Britney Spears.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Will you answer the guy's question?
Hey, man. All I know is a friend of mine said that they had sleeping bags that were like those Mickey Mouse ones that people sent over from the States. Do you remember when everybody was sending stuff from the States?
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay. A couple of the guys were sleeping in those Mickey Mouse bags, which you can buy down at Jekyll's Toys at a 5% discount.
None of the guys that I was with slept in that. And I'd like to ask you this. Were you in the Gulf War?
No, I was not. No, I was
okay.
not.
Okay, I was there.
Well, maybe
you were. I think I would know better than you. You're going by hearsay.
Well, but wait a second. You were probably in the Green Beret or something. The Green Berets get good stuff. Was you in the Green Beret?
No, I wasn't. And I still had good stuff.
Don't they let black guys in the Green Beret?
Oh, will you forget about that?
Yes, they do.
He said that he wasn't.
I didn't want to be in the Green Beret.
Well, then.
Want to be in the Green Beret, Jeff.
You must have been in an elite unit because the regular grunts were sleeping in Mickey Mouse bags and they had holes in their head, in the helmet.
Well, Jeff, do you believe everything somebody tells you?
Well, a friend of mine said.
Because if you do, I got some land to sell you.
Well, this is what a friend of mine heard. He was in Paris last week.
Uh-huh.
And he heard all about it.
Hey, man, just because a guy was in Paris.
Jeff, I heard that you were a chump. Do you believe that?
Hey, dude, I'm not dissing you, man. Why you do that with me?
I'm not dissing you. I'm just trying to get you to understand that you can't believe everything you hear.
Well, what about the guy told me?
I'm telling you firsthand that I was over there. And we didn't have any problems with the equipment.
Then you didn't see anybody driving like VW bugs tossing hand grenades.
VW bugs tossing hand grenades?
Yes, sir. That's what they were using for tanks.
Okay, so you're trapped.
What
in that? Now you want to resort to comedy.
Hey, listen, man. I'm telling you what a guy said to me who had talked to three people who'd been over in the Gulf on vacation.
Okay.
All right, so...
That doesn't mean he talked to anybody in the military. He's talking to three people who've been over in the Gulf on vacation.
Look, I was in the United States Army, 1995, 1998. Okay?
Did you see any action?
It doesn't make any difference, man. The stuff we had, the bullets didn't fit. They gave me two left boots one time, and the guy said, go ahead and wear it because we're fresh out of right ones.
Hey, Jeff, you know what you are?
What?
You're a chump to the 25th power.
Hey, man, check this out, man. The Canadians drink 7% beer, brah. So, okay, man, forget it. I'm sorry I even brought it up.
Okay, all right. Okay, I figured we will forget
it. Carl, thank you. What do you mean about the Canadians drinking 7% beer?
I'm telling you right now, if Canadians drink 7% beer, they're way more hardcore. I mean, I'll tell you right now, our guys are over in Afghanistan right now checking for landmines using umbrellas, man. Using umbrellas, man. Somebody's got to talk about it.
And you're just the guy, huh?
Well, I haven't heard nobody on your show doing it lately.
1-800-449-8686. This guy claims he was in the Army for 2 years, and the equipment, there was holes in the helmet, holes in his shoe. They ran out of pants, so he had to wear Wrangler jeans and a Sabbath T-shirt. And that our guys are over in the Gulf right now sticking umbrellas in the ground looking for landmines. And let's not forget, they were driving Volkswagen bugs throwing hand grenades out the window, using them as tanks. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On account of why I got out of the military, man, I got to look at the emergency supply room, man. It's a freaking joke. I mean, they had ladies' sweaters in there. They had bricks, you know, like rocks and stuff.
You're talking about the supply room at the depot you were where you were stationed?
Yeah. That's all I'm talking about. That's all I'm talking about.
Okay, this is Jeff. He's a former Army. He was in the Army. He claims that our guys are over in Afghanistan with substandard equipment, including shotguns, squirrel guns, and bows and arrows.
Yes, yes.
Bull crap.
Man, you weren't in the Army, man. I was.
Well, I ain't buying bows and arrows, so forget it. It'll never happen.
Okay, man. Okay, fine. When the guys start coming back you know, on the hospital ship, you'll remember that I called.
Bows and arrows.
Okay, not a lot of them. I didn't see a lot, but I did see one guy walking patrol with a bow and arrow.
Walking patrol with a bow and arrow.
If you were lucky, you'd get the arrows that could light on fire, because they could light the ends of them on fire.
In the Army?
Yes, sir.
The United States Army?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is Rochelle.
Yes.
Yes, Rochelle, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. I want to talk to Jeff personally. I think he's been smoking some type of drug. That's why he's
okay,
only in Army 2 years.
Okay, let me ask, what unit were you in?
I was in a 101st.
Okay, you got hooked up.
I got hooked up.
Your unit
Everybody
got hooked up?
In the military got hooked up.
No, not our unit.
You didn't have a unit.
Hey.
What unit were you in?
I was in the United States Army.
Okay,
Eighth Air Cav.
Eighth Air Cav.
Yeah.
There is no such unit.
Oh, bullcrap, man. There wasn't a Vietnam movie I saw one. I mean, no.
Yeah, in a Vietnam movie.
Vietnam movie that you saw one time.
No,
exactly, because there is no such thing as the Eighth Cav.
No. Okay, what cavalry?
I was in the military for 14 and a half years.
What cavalry is
there? I've never heard of the Eighth Cav.
Eighth Air Cavalry.
You are so full of it.
You never heard of the Air
Cav. Phil is wasting his time having you on his radio
station. I was in the 102nd Air Cavalry.
Oh, now you jumped to the 102nd.
No, I'm trying to remember.
Try the 101st.
I went out.
Try the 101st.
Okay, I went out on a Section 8. I went out on a Section 8. I'll admit that much to you now.
I'm sure you did went out on a Section 8.
Okay.
Phil, do you know what a Section 8 is? Let me explain it to you.
He was out of his mind.
He went out for drugs.
Yeah, you flipped your lip.
Yes, I'm admitting that. I'm admitting that now. I'm not going to hold anything back or lie, okay? I did go out on a drug. They Section 8, the doctor said that I had a bipolar disorder.
Yeah, you still do.
Okay, so what is it with you?
You didn't have, you still do.
How do you
because
figure
if you
that?
You talk about we had rocks and slingshots and bows and arrows. We had weapons. We had the weapons that we needed to perform the
duty. I was on base
you never
one
made
day.
It
they
there
brought supplies
you were
in a Buick LeSabre. They
yeah,
brought
right.
supplies in a Buick LeSabre.
I understand. You're still bipolar, right, Jeff?
Okay.
Must be.
Okay,
you
let me ask
be.
Something. Okay, let me ask something. Isn't it possible?
Go ahead, feel free to ask.
Isn't it possible that your unit got hooked up and my unit got crap?
You didn't have a unit. There's no such thing as
a unit. Then why did I see a guy dressed sleeping in a Mickey Mouse sleeping bag?
What is this? Is this a movie you saw on TV?
No, man. I was over it. I was seeing it. I seen it.
You know what?
Where
all you're doing. All you're doing is.
I saw it at Fort Benning, Georgia.
I was at Fort Benning, Georgia.
Okay.
Where did you see it at?
You got hooked up, though. I didn't.
Oh.
You know something?
Okay, you so you was in one of those made-up units that you made up in your pretty
little
head.
Hey, I'll tell you something right. Hey, ma'am. You'd do drugs, too, if they pushed you out of a plane with a parachute made out of a Transformers bedsheet.
You know
I
what?
Hope,
there is
yeah,
no
yeah,
such
hope,
thing.
I
Phil, you are wasting your time having them on your air. I was in an airborne unit, and they did push me out of a plane,
but
I had a parachute.
Not a Transformers bedsheet.
No.
Okay, you got hooked up.
Look
you know
it,
what?
Man.
There's nobody that's ever been in a plane that got pushed out with a Transformer bedsheet. I mean, that's against the law. So,
okay.
Jeff, you know
yeah,
what? You need to go
Zoloft.
Take your medication. Are you on Prozac?
What's that, ma'am?
Are you on Prozac or Zoloft?
I don't know. No, I'm on Limbitrol.
Oh, well, you know what? You need to go take your dose because you got problems.
Hey, how come you know so much about
you,
it? How come
and
you?
I really enjoy
hey,
your show, but
come,
you really need to take this movie
hey,
off your show.
How come you know about drugs?
Your airtime.
How come you know about bipolar drugs?
Because
yeah.
I'm a military police person, and we deal with people like you. We had you in the mental ward.
Okay, man. When they start showing pictures
Phil,
of Americans
really to
throwing hand grenades out of Buick
LeSabres,
you'll be very sorry on account of they've been throwing hand grenades out of Buick LeSabres.
This is out of your brain,
okay, look
right?
Look at Jeff. It does sound, if you admit you went out on a Section 8, it sounds like...
that he's still bipolar.
Okay, let me ask you this. How come Canadians drink 7% beer? Because they're hardcore.
You know, I don't know where he heard that from.
Oh, man, come
really,
on, man. Everybody
really
knows.
He's stuck on the Canadian drinking 7% beer. Yes, I've heard of them having Canadians having 7% beer in Canadian. But what is so important about that? It has to do with the military. Phil, please.
It shows that they're hardcore.
I really enjoy your show.
It shows
please wait the airtime.
They're hardcore.
Phil Hendry Show.
Hardcore.
1-800-449-8686.
And the voice of Jeff Dowder was performed by me, and the people that called in, they thought he was a real guy. They talked to him about all the crap can equipment our guys have. Actually, some of the stuff those guys have over there, I don't quite know how they can walk around with all that gear. It looks like there's 86 tons of gear on them. They got night scopes. They got day scopes. They got scope. They got a butt scope. They got Lavoris. They got their backpacks. They got their, you know, everything, man. There is more stuff in these guys. Space age. Well, here it is right here. How Marines are outfitted. Standard issue desert camouflage uniform. Kevlar helmet with goggles. Faces daubed with camouflage cream. Canteens, gas mask, sheath knives, and black leather gloves tucked into belt. M16 rifle. Extra ammo magazines carried in pouches, three on each side. Blood type written on sleeves. 70-pound green camouflage rucksacks with sleeping bags. Wow. Friggin' suit of armor these guys are wearing. They got more crap on, and it's a beautiful thing what's going on over there right now from this standpoint. You remember how the Afghan Taliban guys were saying, come on down, fight us on the ground, you'll see what happens? And what's happening now is that we're sort of outmaneuvering them. We're up in the mountains, and they're the guys that are convoying trucks through the roadway, and they're the cats that are getting blown up. Man, that Vietnam taught us a whole slew of things. So the Russians had to go through all over again themselves in Afghanistan, like in the 80s. We got that all figured out in Vietnam, man. Don't send a whole bunch of guys down there. When we did that poll, when this whole thing started coming down on September the 11th, we did that poll about, well, how do you want to deal with this? Do you want a big, massive invasion? Everybody's with the, 90% of the vote. Send in 50,000 guys. Wipe them out. Forget it. This is beautiful the way we're doing it now. Sending them in, setting up a little base. They don't know where the hell we are. They don't know whether we're coming or going. Late at night, we send our guys out up in the mountains, man. They see a patrol. They see some trucks. They blow them up. They go back. They have a Pop-Tart. They watch the ball game. They go to bed. Now, that's how to fight a war. No, but seriously. And now, just like we told you earlier, they think they know where the Sheikh Omar is. How'd you like to be those guys right now? I mean, how many green bricks a day are those guys crapping? Where they are and what they're doing? You know, the high life of living as the leader of a country is over for that guy. Maybe he had a hot tub. I don't know. Maybe he had a private cook, a pool, a yard, a car. Now the guy's going from hole in the ground to hole in the ground. He's moving from cave to cave. Well, Sheikh, how do you like it? How do I like what? This is a cave. Well, it's the best we could do. I know, a little tidy it up, man. Hang some, maybe a quilt on the wall, some pictures. You got any photographs? Get out of here with the photographs. I got to have them framed over. Never mind. I used to have a house, man. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, they blew it up. You want to live in a cave? Well, sure, but it's a little work. We can make it just like home. Uh-huh. So anyway, they hit that, and who knows if they killed him. Can they send the Marines in there and pick through the rubble and see if they find maybe a body part, a head, a face, something? From today's news, the car model stolen most often, the Acura Integra. Who makes that? Acura. Okay. Thought maybe Honda or somebody. Acura's made by Honda. So don't look at me like I asked a stupid question. Honda makes Acura. Car model stolen least often, the Buick LeSabre. And that is such a sweet ride, too, isn't it? Percentage of Americans who alert the police when they hear a car alarm, less than one. Percentage of Americans who lob a hand grenade at the car when they hear the car alarm, thousands. Picture of same, priceless. You know, I'm going to tell you something right now. That Buick LeSabre, I'm going to go out and buy one. Why wouldn't I want to buy one that the people don't want to steal? What the hell is that all about? Isn't that the one that they rent, the Buick LeSabre, or is that the Ford Taurus? It's the Taurus they rent. But I think they used to rent the LeSabre. You get this thing, man. It's a convertible. It looks fine, you know? I remember that guy in that movie, Brubaker, that David Keith character. He's talking about Buicks, his favorite. Bone white, oxblood interior. Screwed up the engine in 68, if you ask me. Now, that's the kind of guy that I want to be. But I had an automobile for a while there that was just a top of the line, cream of the crop. Everybody wanted it. AMC Hornet. Yeah, this thing, you know, where do I go, huh? A Matador. You had the AMC Matador? Did a little piece of metal fall out of the carburetor one morning so that it was leaking gas while you're trying to get to work, like my Hornet did to me? Oh, really? It didn't? I've never had a car do that before. Just the bottom of the carburetor fell out and gasoline was spilling all through the engine. And as I tried to push start it with a friend of mine, because I didn't know what was wrong with it, we're pushing this thing 8 blocks. We can't get it started till finally we smell gas. Oh, I'm sorry. You can go back to bed. It was when I was working mornings in Orlando, so I woke up a friend of mine to help me push start it. We get like a mile down the road, and he's got to walk home. Maybe it was a Pacer that I had. What about those Pacers? Were those things with the big four-wheel drive look? Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I saw something move across the newswire. It said something along the lines, Arab nations warn America, don't attack Iraq, it will wreck the coalition. And I said to myself, now that's proof. That's proof. That's proof of what I've been saying all along. Nothing but a bunch of enemy states down there. Nothing but a bunch of dirtbags down there that care not for anything that we got going on over here. You know, they're going along with this coalition against the Taliban because they're a pain in the ass to everybody anyway. But if we were to bomb Saddam Hussein, well, you can't do that because he's a brother Arab asshole. So even though the guy is developing chemical weapons, biological weapons, nuclear weapons, and has, you know, would use them in a heartbeat against us if you think he could get away with it, all the Arabs down there are saying, no, you can't attack him because that's, oh, okay, well, great. I mean, if that doesn't tell you where those guys are living, I don't know what does. I mean, if that doesn't tell you exactly where every last one of those dirtbags live, I don't know what does. And Syria, those guys that I just was reading about like 2-3 months ago saying, we want to be part of the anti-terror coalition, those guys are about as dirty as it gets. You know, forget it, man. You know, you're going to go to war down there, you got to go to war with every one of those countries. You got to go to war with every single one of those countries if you want to go to war down there.
Here you go, boom.
Will you shut that kid up? You can't, you don't even go into the illusion, man, that Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Iran, you know, I don't give a damn, Saudi Arabia especially. What's the name of that place? The United Arab Emirates, is that it? Yemen. Jimmy Jammin, all them, they all suck. And they would just as soon see us dead, man, as the day is long, let me tell you what. All right, so on that uplifting note, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Let's go to Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. You're calling from Wichita.
Wichita, my friend.
No, not according to my producer, it's Wichita.
No,
you're calling from Tata
that
Town.
Crazy.
All right,
hey,
man.
Hey, Phil, great show. Long-time listener. Actually, at first, I was calling about the car references you were making, because I am driving a Pacer right now. It is the finest automobile
and
ever made.
You're driving it right now?
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm on my way.
And how much did you have to drink for dinner? I mean, when did you have dinner?
Oh, sir.
Okay, no problem.
I drank my dinner, Phil. Anyway.
I drank my dinner, Phil. There's a guy that go boom. Here is John on the Phil Henry Show. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, those Pacers, they look like pods, don't they?
Yeah, something wrong with them. I don't know what it is.
Well, it was a design
flaw. Are they four-wheel drive or what? What is that?
No, they weren't. But I know, you know, when I was in college, my landlord had a decked-out luxury version, and he drove a forklift through it one day when he got so mad at it. That thing, he picked it up with a forklift. He drove it right through the back window, picked it up, and then dumped it in the barn.
Oh, that's good. You know, the windows on that thing are just about the right height for those forklifts to just slide right through the window.
It was perfect for him.
What was wrong with it?
Oh, everything. you name it, it was wrong.
I mean, I guess whatever was wrong was it was what was wrong was they, with AMC.
Yeah, that company went down hard.
Well, they got bought, didn't they? Or weren't they absorbed or otherwise?
I guess that's a good way of putting it.
Oh, Jeep.
They were absorbed.
Yeah, Jeep. Actually, what happened was Jeep was made by AMC, and Jeep turned around and bought AMC.
Right, and then and now Daimler Chrysler took that technology, and they're putting it into their cars now.
Daimler Chrysler is taking the fine Pacer technology and sticking it into their cars?
That's exactly right.
Hey, speaking of cars, so long as we're rapping about it, have you seen these new C-Series Mercedes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are those the... Oh, they're great. You'd love it, Craig. They look a little... They look like a Pacer.
They do.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, they're really neat. They're
hatchback. They look like a Chrysler, for crying out loud.
They're Mercedes. I guess they're a Mercedes for people that just got to have a Mercedes, even if it looks like rolling garbage. They must have one.
What are they doing to these cars? It used to be like a wonderful thing to buy your first Mercedes, and now it's like, wait a second.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that day. All right, well, listen, pal, is that it, John?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, thanks. What do you mean the new T-Bird? Is the new T-Bird sweet? They're making the new T-Bird look like... See, this is what I was talking about. I don't know when it was. I might have been talking about it with myself and nobody else, but I said it before anybody else, even if I said it into a mirror. I said, self, why don't they go back to the classic designs? Is there something wrong with me? I mean, is there something wrong with me suggesting that, or is that just horrific? Why don't they go back to the classic tried-and-true designs that people long for, that they'd love to see? I'm talking about the old Caddy fins. I'm talking about the old 63 Fleetwood fin. The PT Cruiser, if you want to make the PT Cruiser really look like it's a 40 sedan, make it a big one. Don't make it a little piece of crap. Make a big damn sedan. Just in time for the Afghan war with all of that cheap gas and, you know, really a steady supply. Huh? Yeah, the T-Bird, the old classic T-Bird, the little thing. I think that had air conditioning in it. That would be nice. I don't know. Why don't they go back to the old two-tones, the old Chevy two-tone? You see, just because we're moving into the future doesn't mean that we got to take every Star Trek we ever saw and try to make the cars conform to that. Just because we're, you know, like, you know, it's 30 years past the old days doesn't mean the car has to look like a rolling bubble. 64, well, actually it was the 65 was the first Mustang, wasn't it? 64 and a half. That was a great-looking car. They ought to redo it. Do you think they will? Well, that's too easy. Those guys, that car sold. People liked it. The engineers had it down. The designers had it down. Oh, no. God forbid we should make those cars look like that. The PT Cruiser is fine. I'm not saying anything that's wrong with it. It just looks like, you know, an assembly line, miniaturized McDonald's version of the old classic Chrysler and Dodge sedans of the 40s. And the old Willys Ford. The old two-seater sedans. Remember, it was like just a little kind of two-seater coupe with the big ass hump trunk and the big front. Something like that. I mean, since Jennifer Lopez is happening, everybody likes a nice big ass. Why don't we put it on our cars? 1-800-449-8686. Alex, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil, how you doing tonight?
Very good, thank you.
I just wanted to call and tell you, man, that Pacer is the ugliest damn car that has ever been made.
Ugly?
Yes.
I never thought it was all that ugly. I just... Well, okay, I don't know. It's just it was an AMC, and after my experience with the Hornet, I stayed pretty much away from those cars.
Well, my dad had a Pacer, man, and he thought that was the greatest thing, and I was embarrassed to drive down the street with him.
Well, if it was a good car, then it was a good car. It was like an Edsel, man. The Edsel looked like crap. Now there's people paying top dollar for an Edsel.
Yeah, but he thought he was sporting.
Oh, he thought he was, like, really cool in that thing, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'd kick it down, you know.
By the way, what are you driving? By the way, what are you driving right now?
I'm driving a KW, the Kenworth.
Oh, you're in a truck.
Yeah.
You're in a truck.
Yeah, I'm headed out to L.A. myself right now.
Your dad was driving what? He had a Pacer?
He had a Pacer.
And he thought he was sporting?
He thought he was sporting, you know.
But he had that. But didn't he have that Sandy Duncan glass eye? So he was kind of, okay, pal. 1-800-449-8686. Look, if you're driving down the road and you're, you know, as long as you got the Sammy Davis Jr. one eye, that wonky eye, you're sporting in whatever you drive. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. No, but honest to God, what else? The Caddy you got to look at. I'll tell you something else that looked pretty sweet. Oh, well, the old Vet goes without saying. The old 1960-61 Vet. And the the Stingray is sweet. You know, the original Stingray was a smaller car, but the old 60-61 Vette with the original air conditioning was a great-looking car. I just saw one. It was a car show out near where I live, and I was drunk, and I took a leak on the side of one, but it was really a gorgeous automobile, and I think you really should see it. Here is Brendan on the Phil Hendry Show. Brendan?
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I remember the Pacers, and my father always referred to them as bubblegum machines.
Right, yeah.
But that's not the reason I'm calling. I actually just happened to tune into your show for the first time last week when you were talking to that fellow about the cranberry sauce, if you recall.
No. What was it? Steve Bozell wanted to do the cranberry sauce. Yes.
Right. But the reason I'm calling
you. You know that fellow was me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was me doing that voice.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Well, that was pretty cool.
But... All right, then, cool.
All right.
Otherwise, it sucked, but now that you know it was me doing the voice, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. But the one thing I wanted to mention to you was about the mother with the melanoma. You had mentioned that once it gets into the lymph system, she's gone. I just want to let you know that that's not true.
Okay.
All right.
All right, brother.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Talk to you.
Bye. I don't want to even go there. Here's Vicky. Hi, Vicky. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Good, ma'am.
Good. You were asking about cars that were really ugly. Well, my first car was a toss-up between, I had a choice between a Pinto and a Gremlin.
Oh.
And needless to say, I chose the Pinto.
Oh. Everybody I knew in the 70s had a Pinto.
I know. And mine was orange and white.
Yeah.
I used to call it a 50-50 bar.
Yeah, you know, the Pinto is what every dad bought their daughter. Would you
That's
like a
right.
car, Vicky? Well, we can go down and get the Ford Pinto, and then you can barbecue alive in it.
Right.
That car...
But it used to run without oil in it. I mean, I would run it bone dry, and it would still go.
Oh,
that
yeah. I mean, well, yeah, it's your first car. You don't know anything about maintenance.
Exactly.
You know, you're listening to the lifters cracking in it.
Exactly.
And then there was another car called the Ford Maverick. I don't know if you recall this. And I remember it sold for brand new, 1999, brand new Ford Maverick. Your mom had Craig's mom had a Maverick. Yeah. But that's like choosing between, what was it? It was a Pinto and a Gremlin.
And a Gremlin.
So what would you like, Marty Feldman or Danny DeVito?
Exactly.
Did you finally get rid of that and move on to more beautiful things?
Oh, yeah. I definitely moved on to more beautiful cars.
Okay. So now you have that Gremlin. Well, great.
No, I got I went to the SUV.
Oh, jeez. All right, Vicky. See
okay.
ya. Bye. You know, that new Mercedes, look it. Mercedes is trying to sell to everybody and anybody. Jaguar's doing the same thing. They got cars that are like $35,000, $30,000, $25,000 Mercedes. And I saw somebody pulling in this morning with the kids. I was dropping the kids off at school, and I said, oh, look at them. Look at them and their Mercedes. What a gauche C-series piece of dung it is, as we sat there in my Ford Ranger. Okay. Thanks, everybody. 1-800-449-8686. Visit our website, philhendryshow.com. In the coming days, 30 new hours of archive material will be loaded in.